This episode of the Good Health Podcast is brought to you by W Wellness, my go-to online store for practitioner-quality supplements. W Wellness is all about quality you can trust. Every product is carefully curated, third-party tested, and made in therapeutic doses. So you know you're getting exactly what your body needs without the fillers or the fluff. To help you get started, I've put together a free nutritionist-recommended supplements guide with my top picks for different health goals, all available from W Wellness. And of course, you can use my code Nicole20. You can download the guide right now for free via the link in the show notes and start building your supplement toolkit with confidence. Now let's jump straight into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's GOODE, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. I'm Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner and your podcast host. And in this episode, we're exploring one of the body's most fundamental yet misunderstood molecules, and that is collagen. It's often spoken about in the context of glowing skin, plump cheeks, and beauty from within. But collagen is far more than a beauty trend. It's actually the most abundant protein in your body, a structural framework that supports everything from your skin to your joints to your bones and your blood vessels. It's the biological glue that quite literally holds us together. So today, I want to go deeper than surface-level beauty. We'll look at the science of how collagen is made and broken down, how it connects to every pillar of health, what lifestyle and nutritional factors enhance its synthesis, and how to choose the right form and combination for your body. And of course, I'll share some of my favorite collagen supplements, the ones I use personally and recommend most often in clinic. So let's start with the science. Collagen is a triple helix protein built from three key amino acids, and these form long rope-like fibers that provide tensile strength to tissues such as skin, tendons, cartilage, and bone. Inside your cells, the process begins with something called procollagen. Enzymes then modify this into tropocollagen, which cross-links into fibrils, the stable collagen fibers that form your connective matrix. Vitamin C, copper, and zinc are all really vital cofactors for this step to happen. Without them, collagen can't stabilize properly, which is why deficiency leads to fragile skin, poor wound healing, and tissue weakness. From your mid-20s onwards, collagen synthesis naturally slows by about 1% each year. Things like stress, glycation from sugar, smoking, and lack of sleep all accelerate that decline. Glycation is particularly damaging. The sugar molecules bind to collagen and create rigid crosslinks that stiffen the fibers, causing fine lines and loss of elasticity. Oxidative stress also activates enzymes called MMPs, which break collagen down. So in functional medicine, collagen decline is a visible sign of internal imbalance. It's a reflection of inflammation, oxidative load, and nutrient status. And what fascinates me most about collagen is how it interconnects with every system of the body. So for example, the mitochondria, the glycine and the proline, which are two of the amino acids from the collagen, feed the mitochondrial energy pathways. So they help to support with ATP production and biogenesis. So they're going to help you with energy. Let's take the adrenals. Chronic stress elevates cortisol. That suppresses fibroblast activity and reduces collagen formation. In the brain, one of those amino acids, the glycine, acts as a calming neurotransmitter, enhancing sleep quality and cognitive focus. So collagen is going to help with sleep. For the immune system, collagen peptides modulate cytokine activity and they reduce inflammatory signaling. And for the gut, collagen supports the integrity of the intestinal lining. It's essential for healing from that intestinal permeability or that leaky gut, and regulates immunity. For the thyroid, optimal thyroid function drives metabolic repair and hyperthyroidism slows that tissue turnover. So it's important there too. And for cardiometabolic, collagen provides structure for blood vessels, so maintaining elasticity and lowering vascular stiffness. And with our hormones, estrogen supports collagen synthesis. That's one reason skin and joint elasticity change around menopause. So when we support collagen, we're not just improving skin texture, we're enhancing the body's overall repair network. Now, collagen synthesis begins with nutrition. Your body needs a steady supply of amino acids, particularly the glycine, proline, and lysine, and arginine, alongside the cofactors like vitamin C, zinc, and copper. Natural food sources include things like slow-cooked bone broths, sardines with the skin on, chicken thighs, egg whites, and gelatinous cuts of meat. Plant-based sources provide the cofactors, so think citrus, berries, leafy greens, pumpkin seeds, and herbs like parsley and cilantro. Polyphenols from colorful fruits, green tea, and olive oil protect collagen from that oxidative damage. And something that I always say to patients in clinic is collagen is not a complete protein. It's low in tryptophan, so it should complement but not replace other proteins, so your fish and your meat and your legumes or tofu. For those wanting a convenient, high-quality source, you can supplement. And some of my favorites are from Ancient and Brave. Their true collagen is pure hydrolyzed bovine collagen, so from cows, and it dissolves easily into coffee or smoothies. Their wild collagen is a marine-derived, sustainably sourced, and really well-absorbed collagen that's really good for skin health. And their noble collagen combines peptides with MCTs and adaptogens for an all-in-one morning blend. I also love Kiki Health's Marine Collagen Beauty Blend, which pairs marine collagen with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and antioxidants. But we also need to look at lifestyle habits that protect collagen. If you're ready to experience the benefits of collagen from the inside out, you can explore my carefully curated favorites at w-wellness.co.uk. I've selected the purest formulations, which we've mentioned throughout this episode, from Ancient and Brave's True Collagen, Wild Collagen, and Noble Collagen for repair, to Kiki Health's Marine Collagen Beauty Blend for hydration and glow, plus synergistic nutrients like Altrient's Vitamin C, The Naked Pharmacy's Marine Magnesium, and Wild Nutrition's Bone and Muscle Support for complete structural strength. What I love about W Wellness is how they have a really well-curated list of clean, sustainable, and clinically effective brands. And you can enjoy 20% off with the code NICOLE20 at checkout. Now let's get back to the episode. Collagen thrives under balance and rhythm. Sleep is when growth hormone peaks and repair happens. Movement stimulates collagen turnover, so strengthens those tendons and ligaments. Chronic stress and high cortisol break it down, so mindfulness and parasympathetic activation preserve it. Too much UV exposure, so too much sun exposure, accelerates collagen degradation. But we have to remember that we do need some sun exposure. And things like antioxidant-rich nutrition, that can all really help to protect that skin's matrix. And then there's recovery. Adequate protein post-training, hydration, magnesium to calm muscle tension, all of these things influence collagen stability. So it's about much more than just taking a collagen supplement. Yes, that can be really beneficial, but it's about putting the diet, the lifestyle, the sleep, the stress recovery, all of these things into the picture. It's also really important to remember that collagen peptides aren't just for beauty. They also support sleep, stress resilience, and your joints and muscles, as well as your gut health. Glycine lowers core body temperature, it increases that REM sleep. So while its gentle inhibitory effect on the nervous system is going to calm the nervous system, you're also going to get better sleep. And that's why I often recommend collagen-based evening rituals. So things like Ancient and Brave's True Nightcap, which combines those collagen peptides, magnesium, and adaptogenic botanicals, a perfect formula for overnight recovery of skin, muscle, and gut lining. And you could pair it with a magnesium source such as the Naked Pharmacy Marine Magnesium to further support relaxation and cortisol regulation. And while whole foods should always come first, there are certain supplements that we can get from foods, but that if we are struggling, we can take supplements to help boost this collagen synthesis. And that is things like vitamin C. So this is essential for the hydroxylation. So without it, collagen literally cannot form. I really like Altrient's vitamin C. It's a liposomal form, so it's got really superior absorption. And then magnesia, zinc, and copper, they act as those enzymatic cofactors. Hyaluronic acid supports hydration within connective tissue. Silica helps to strengthen hair, nails, and skin elasticity. Polyphenols like resveratrol and olive extract, they are going to help to protect the existing collagen from oxidation. And something like Wild Nutrition's Bone and Muscle Support as a supplement is really excellent companion to taking collagen. It's really going to help with that skeletal integrity because it combines that magnesium, calcium, vitamin D and helps with that collagen-rich bone matrix. So let's just look at some myth-busting for a moment because there's a lot of information out there surrounding collagen. So let's just clear a few things up. Firstly, all collagen is the same. Not quite. So type 1 is for skin and bone. Type 2 is for cartilage. Type 3 generally for elasticity. And blends can be targeted depending on the need. Topical collagen creams rebuild collagen. Collagen molecules are too large to penetrate the skin. So topical products may hydrate, but they're not going to stimulate that synthesis of collagen. Vegan collagen exists. There is no plant-based collagen peptide. So vegan formulas use amino acids and cofactors to boost your body's own production. They're collagen supporters, but we don't have vegan or vegetarian collagen itself. And finally, collagen supplements don't work. So we actually have numerous clinical studies that show that hydrolyzed collagen peptides really do improve skin elasticity, hydration, joint comfort, and more within 8 to 12 weeks. So that's generally what the science tells us. What is really important is choosing a quality collagen. So when selecting a collagen supplement, look for things like hydrolyzed peptides. So this means they have small molecular weight, and that helps with optimal absorption. Sustainable sourcing. So you want grass-fed if it's from beef or wild-caught if it's from fish. Minimal ingredients, so no fillers or artificial flavors. And ideally, it includes synergistic cofactors, or you take synergistic cofactors with it. And these are things like the vitamin C or hyaluronic acid. And that's one reason why I consistently return to brands like Ancient and Brave and Kiki and Health, because their purity, sustainability, and bioavailability really are very good. Now, collagen, we also have to talk about in the aspect of longevity, because collagen is actually one of the longevity molecules. Collagen decline is one of the most visible markers of aging, but it's also a clue as to what's happening internally. It reflects mitochondrial energy, hormone balance, nutrient sufficiency. When we nourish collagen, we're essentially investing in longevity, improving not just appearance, but mobility, strength, and resilience. Healthy collagen means strong bones, flexible arteries, stable joints, and hydrated tissues. So collagen isn't just about vanity, it's about a lot more than that. It represents structure, resilience, and integrity, qualities that extend far beyond the skin, although it will help the skin. When you nurture collagen through nutrient-dense food, restorative sleep, movement, mindful supplementation, you're essentially reinforcing your body's architecture for the decades ahead. Think of it as a daily act of maintenance and self-respect, supporting the very framework that allows you to move, think, and express yourself. So whether it's a morning scoop of true collagen in your coffee, or it's an evening ritual with something like cacao and reishi, or simply a focus on whole foods rich in vitamin C and antioxidants, every small choice that you make is going to help contribute to that long-term repair. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who's curious about collagen or exploring their own longevity journey. And remember, all the supplements that we've mentioned today are available on w-wellness.co.uk, and you can use my code Nicole20 for 20% off. I'll see you next time on the Good Health Podcast for more science-led conversations on optimal health.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit, and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app, or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.